I almost drowned.
Just took a gulp of my water, it went in my nose.
That shit stings. I can see right now I'm not author Aquaman.
This nigga needs to drink water with floaties on. Just right.
Yo. I done told you about filling that cup all the way up.
He's in them swim backpacks. I'm about to drink some Dasani. Why you got a swim backpack on? You don't know how I drink Dasani, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
You're like, hey, hey, yeah. Sippy top. Sippy top. Remember what we're talking about.
That mug shot in my nose. Boy, pause.
Man, you come straight out of the comic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. I'm your host, Will Ferrell. As you can see, I got the Ferrell Marvel. That may not be too revealing just yet, but as you can see, CT Sam is in the building, Dion Lack, and of course, Brandon Brody. And we are talking Shazam 2 today and the clusterfuck of a movie it was. But that is going to be our main topic today. Of course, we have some other things we're talking about. We're also talking about other movies that have disappointed us. What were our top tier most disappointing movies that we've seen? But of course, we always have to first start off with jumping into the hot topic.
That's what it feels like.
CT, welcome. Dion almost died from drinking water.
I'm just glad it's in a normal bottle, bro. Look at this. This is growth.
Yeah, see, this is mine right here.
What is that? Oh, that's your canteen.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Goes with me everywhere.
I feel out of touch. I'm drinking hibiscus LaCroix.
You're in a different tax bracket. Don't try that shit.
You drink LaCroix, I mean, LaCroix, your
hibiscus flavored up. Oh, I know
your pockets are crazy.
Lemon, the lime, the orange, the hits. And then I said, let me see what this hibiscus is talking about.
I didn't even know they had that. That's how you know that's a different tax bracket.
WrestleMania weekend, Farrell.
Yes, WrestleMania weekend is upon us. This actually will be dropping during that time. So that's actually something we could jump into before the hot topic. I am not going. I wanted to, but going to WrestleMania by yourself ain't as much fun.
You want to go with a group. I reached out to almost all of my wrestling, my WWE superstar friends, and was like, hey, yo, because I didn't want WrestleMania tickets. I wanted Raw after Mania tickets. So I hit up every WWE superstar, active and non-active, that I know. And I was like, yo, I know WrestleMania is a big ask, but Raw after Mania, is it possible? And they all was like, I wish, but I was like, yeah. So I decided I'm throwing a viewing party for WrestleMania weekend, that Saturday and Sunday, bam. And maybe Monday, depending on how they go.
And I shall be there. I definitely tried to get in on Friday SmackDown and stuff like that, but it was
I don't want to see, because here's the thing, that's dope that you try to get into it, but to be there the day before the event, you already know it's not going to be as crazy.
Not as much, but you get a chance to get other access. Because the other thing I really wanted outside of that, because I knew I wasn't going to get Raw and stuff like that, but I was like, if I could get NXT because it's at Crypto, so it's not at SoFi. So I was like, oh, maybe I can go watch that, because I want to see like Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes. I was like, that's at least one match I want to see. And so I was like, I'm trying to see if I could get it. But if not, I was more excited for your viewing party than anything. Because I'm like, I know this is going to be epic. Like this is more fun than actually paying to go see the event. To be with your homies for two nights.
It's
everybody
gonna be crazy.
Wrestling through, yeah, it's gonna be insane.
Will and CT, y'all don't go with kids, y'all just go by yourself.
First of all, I don't go anywhere with children, and I need that to be known right now. I don't do anything.
I just feel like y'all know the reality of WrestleMania, but y'all put in your mind that this is,
what do you mean by that? By the reality of WrestleMania,
it's scripted, we all know that, right? So y'all watch it as like it's a movie, because I would have the excuse of like, my children are enjoying this, but secretly I'm enjoying this.
Be careful, Deion. I know, I'm sticking with it.
CT
took his glasses off, bro.
No, I'm sticking with it, man.
What do you mean by that? Like when you say it's scripted. Yeah, we get that it's scripted. Is there something wrong with scripted entertainment?
No, I just feel like it's weird. It's like a grown man going to like a Mary J. Blige concert. It kind of feel like
I would never go to a Mary J. Blige, but when you talk about
like scripted, you gotta go with your girl. You gotta have motive. Yeah. You gotta have a reason to go there without feeling judged.
When like movies come out, this is no different than a live movie.
Tyrese concert because it's a man up there, shirtless, singing, performing for a bunch of people.
Why did you make him shirtless in your scenario? Like in your scenario, he doesn't have to be
shirtless, ass face. Wrestle people are shirtless.
They're not wrestle people. Like they're a community of Smurfs. They are literally human beings, and they are professional. Wrestling is. What did you say?
It's a pajama. I think Will is hacking your Zoom right now. I think he's about to shut your shit down.
Bro, Deion, I don't know what kind of description, and in the middle of that, you kind of came out to us with making Tyrese shirtless at his concert. Oh,
that's Will. Will, is, not that
Will is a wrestler. So I was like, this man, this is Will in the ring, the squared circle.
I don't know what you did to that dude, Will, but I don't think he's still alive, is he?
it was not a great day for him. It was not a great day.
I don't know what move you just did, but the fact that you landed on one foot after that move,
I like the attire because it looked like you just came in from the streets and was like, oh, you got a title. I want it.
Yeah. Air Force Ones on, yo.
Yo, was that your persona, Will? Did you wear jerseys or anything? Oh, that's
yeah, dope. That was it. Yeah, I was just wearing jerseys with the Air Forces. I switched them to black Air Forces and was just acting a fool, bro.
What year was this?
This was in 2005 to 2008.
Damn, Cena might have stole your gimmick, bro.
Yeah,
people said it. I was just like, I can't fully time it. I was like, so I don't know if he took mine or not, but I was just like, okay, yay. It is what it is.
Jersey customized?
Yeah, it was. It was. What was funny was it was supposed to be a customized Tracy McGrady high school jersey.
Mm.
What did it say on it? Pharaoh?
Mm-mm, it said McGrady on it. It was a.
it was not customized.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I don't.
I don't think he had a high school jersey. That was the funny part about it.
Oh. Yeah, let me continue defending this real quick, Will, because Deion's out of control. I haven't forgot about the disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We go tag team on that one.
So Deion, we literally are doing a podcast about comic book movies on a regular basis. Semi-regular. It's not like every week. But wrestling, WWE, I'm a WWE guy. I'm not just a wrestling fan. I'm a WWE guy. And WWE is sports entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's telling an incredible story in the ring. These are professional athletes. These are incredible human beings that are able to do things death-defying safely, by the way. And there's an incredible storyline attached. It's like watching a live movie. So I think it's for people of all ages, as a matter of fact, Deion. Like, it's something that I watched as a child. It's something that I got into and continued to be into my adulthood. I took a break for about 10 years because I was like, all right, I don't think I'm out of wrestling. And then, like every true WWE fan, you come back to it when you find something new. And
he opened the Bible to 3:16. There's just so many signs in the world. He had to get back.
It's time. I just met Stone Cold Steve Austin at a WWE 2K Games event. Shout out to WWE 2K23. Thank you for having me. Stone Cold Steve Austin hosted. It was incredible to meet your childhood hero, one of them. And he was such a nice guy. It was an incredible situation. And now brings us back to WrestleMania weekend. I definitely wanted to go. And I think had I been able to get like, I think I'd have been able to get two tickets, but I was hitting people with outrageous numbers. I was like, hey, can I get four tickets to Raw after Mania? And they're like, ah, ha, ha, I don't know. You know what I mean?
If you had said me and my son wants to go, they'd be like, got you.
No, they would not. And that would make me feel horrible.
And then let me definitely
go ahead, Will,
as well, because Deion mentioned scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really break this down. Let's do it. Quit saying it. All sports are scripted.
It called
Amen.
No, so the same thing for us.
They don't want you to know that.
Those are a certain set of plays that we put through while we're in the ring. We communicate with each other to say, hey, this is the sequence that we're going to do. This is how this is going to go. We don't receive who's going to win it until we walk out of the entrance. Now, same thing for football. Are you not given a scripted play in which moving this way where you're supposed to do it, right? And you can't deviate from that. Otherwise, someone will get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl is like, they drop, it's like them dropping one Marvel film every year, bro. And it's like an Avengers film every year. You know, you see all the everyone in the extended universe during the season, and then that's the Avengers movie.
And why do I need to see a musical performance? That's a show, Dion Lek.
Y'all don't watch sports, so I just no point of arguing with y'all.
What you mean?
He literally just brought up the Super Bowl. He watches the Super Bowl.
What is your favorite team, Will?
In which sport?
Football.
We're talking about football.
Okay, you dropped the ball on that one.
So we're talking about football.
He definitely dropped the ball on that one. He's talking about football all the time.
He's like the South Dakota Sacagaweas.
Yeah.
The
Monarchs,
yo. Go Sacks. Go Sacks. Go
Sacks. Sacagaweas.
I like the
South coming in at center from the South Dakota Sacagaweas. That's
Sacagaweas, bro. That's such a funny ass title.
I really wish that was a team in some sport.
I can tell you my favorite sport. Hold on. Just give me
that's
a second.
That's funny.
I thought we were talking about basketball. Hold up.
Yeah, damn, that's funny.
So what is your reason to not explain this to us?
It doesn't matter, dude. The description that CT said about it is an entertainment, it is adults. And blah blah blah, all that right there describes the porn. You can literally say all these people are watching people entertain us. that is literally the description of porn, and it's very scripted. If CT describes what wrestling is again, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what porn is.
By your description, nobody can win because it's like, hey, yo, TV shows are scripted. Yeah, but it's TV. All right, this is actually a show on TV. Battle.
They're not in love. They're not the real mailman. We are. What do you know? What
do you watch UFC, Dion Lek?
That is very real.
I said, do you watch it? I didn't ask you if it was real or not. Do you watch UFC?
I don't watch it.
Okay, so what the fuck is your problem with niggas watching WWE wrestling if you're not even a fan of real fighting?
Because you're Ultimate over Fighter 13 scrotum chin. I'm telling you, nigga, it's too
Dion Lek. You have one more euphemism to use with your fucking elbow face, nigga. I'm looking at your fucking elbow and I keep wanting you to turn around so I can see the rest of the arm attached to your body. Now you talking about this shit like this wrestling ain't real, boy. This WWE wrestling brings in way more money than your probably average favorite sport. What do you watch? Baseball?
You that person now? Hey, but we make more money than you. How about that?
We do.
It's a fact. Bad. Are we talking facts or are we talking about something that you like or don't like?
But you said I like it because it makes money.
No, I didn't say I like it because it makes money. Brock isn't the only person. And the fact that you even know his name shows that you've dipped into WWE and you don't have any boys or any girls that are watching wrestling. So how did this really come about? Is this American Beauty moment where you're like, oh, I hate the people who are wrestling fans, but secretly you're a wrestling fan?
Watching y'all like y'all really are into this. This is not even a joke.
So what you're saying is you don't allow your friends to have joy unless it's something that you're also joyful about.
Just for the sake of piggybacking off that, yes. I don't like y'all having joy with this. I need y'all to fast.
Wait, hold on. So wait a minute. We can't have joy in that, but we can have joy in watching the Power Rangers.
Well, let's not bring the Power Rangers in first. Let's talk about something else. Let's say something Dion likes.
I'm just trying to power you up to Super Saiyan so you can probably.
No. Let's talk about things Dion likes, like hats that he likes stretching out on that big ass bald his head. Ain't a fucking knitted cat supposed to be worn like that. He had to stretch out everything. That was a sock originally. You didn't even buy the fucking skull cap.
This is what people do when they get painted to a corner. Well, how about you? You look like blah, blah, blah.
No. You literally started it. I'd never hit you with any roast until you said scrotum fucking face or some shit. And then you said something before that. And I was like, oh, Dion must have forgot who the original nigga was. Let me talk to this young brother. So
I got back from South Park.
We creating content right now.
Nah, man.
Oh my goodness, man. Okay, but with that, man, hopefully y'all will be watching WrestleMania this weekend. It is two nights, Saturday, April 1st, and Sunday, April 2nd. Plenty of matches for all ages to enjoy.
Facts.
And all people.
And all head sizes. No matter what head size you have, you can watch WWE WrestleMania on Peacock for free this weekend.
Yes, you can. So hopefully y'all be tuning in and staying entertained. But we're going to go ahead and move on to the hot topic of the episode. We're keeping this a little bit more DC-based today. So the big news, but before I show it, we have to get a confirmation first because I always want to make sure that, you know, we stick to CT's purism of how he watches movies. So one of the big things that releases when they showed the first images of Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn in the upcoming Joker sequel. Now, CT, have you seen these photos yet?
I have.
Okay. So is it cool for us to be able to show them and discuss them?
You know what? Here's the thing, man. It's absolutely cool of you to do because you're not, we don't have a trailer for the Joker 2 yet. And my expectations aren't really there for this movie. Not saying good or bad, but it's just like,
This is the first look at Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what really is going on right now in this movie. I've been hearing it's a musical. She's Harley Quinn, but he's not the Joker. So it's just, what's happening?
I'll tell you this. The first song that they drop, if it's a musical, the first song that they drop better be so cold. Because if it's not, I'm giving them two songs. So if the first song ain't cold, I'm like, all right, you got one more shot. And then that second song drop. And if that second song is some bullshit too, like basically what set the standard for musicals for me as a kid watching movies were I Just Can't Wait to Be King. And then I saw Grease. It was playing on TV. And I loved Natty Girl. I was like, oh my God, this is great. So that song got to be fire. If you try to make a musical, they all got to be classic. People want to download the soundtrack type of music.
I just can't imagine CT just on the bleachers with his homeboys like Summer Loving.
Tell me more.
Did she have a nice car? Like, yeah, that was me.
Tell me more. See, we got to update that. Tell me more. Did it sit like a just have a BBL?
You two would have definitely been rocking leather jackets.
We gotta do that, CT. It's done. We gotta write that joint. We're going to be a bunch of the homies just sitting at the crib, yo. Tell me more. Does he have a bad friend?
That's facts. Yo, Grease, people slept on it.
We have roommates.
Roommates. Summer days drifting away, but so nice. Bam, I'm telling you.
Did you send a DM? No, he got banned on Twitch.
Bro, literally call that shit Grease.
cooking the chicken, bro. It's about the chicken.
I'm talking about like the orange can, like wave grease.
Oh, that's funny.
My LaMurray's and
the LaMurray's.
I can see it.
We gotta grease. Do that, man.
But I agree with you, CT, though, on the Joker thing, man. First two songs got to bring it in.
Got to. Because when you do musicals, bro, you know, a big thing used to be that just like superhero movies, like they're like, oh, these don't do well with certain minority groups. And that's not true. Minorities love musicals. We just love songs that we can rock with. The reason the animated film Hercules was so dope is because it had a gospel choir singing these songs with this rhythm that to this day, when you start hearing songs, you're like, oh my God. So Joker has to give you. Go ahead, B.
I was gonna say you didn't mention a Goofy movie.
Oh, but I'm only talking about the choir compared to Goofy movie. I still haven't seen, so we can't even. Oh, I can't even acknowledge it.
That's my favorite Disney. It has some of the best music.
I ain't seen
a Goofy movie has some of the best music.
And you know what's so bad? Like, yo, I can't even tell him you gotta go watch it because I'm like, it's not gonna hit you as hard as it hit us
as a kid.
Because we were old enough at that time when it was just like when they got out of school, that was us.
Yeah.
After today,
yeah,
my brain will be snoozing. I'm like, yo, that was us.
Yeah,
man.
That's a lot of movies you go back and like, it's not that great. It's not that great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had so many options. That's I think a lot of people forget that too. It's like, I didn't purposely say fuck Goofy. I was just like, yo, I had so many pieces of content to watch as a kid that were cartoon properties, live action properties. Like, I'm gonna throw this name out. WMAC Masters.
Is that a mac and cheese brand?
I don't know why you emphasize the mac in mac and cheese so eloquently. Mac and cheese, but
mac and cheese brand.
You're like white people to say, hey, who's that baby mama? It's like we emphasize baby the mama and not the baby.
Ew.
I hate when white people say that. Ew. Shit. That's his baby mama. We're like, hey, that's his baby mama. That's how we say that.
So it stuck out. The way it's sticking out of my brain.
Is that a brand of mac and cheese?
The mac and cheese doesn't even look delicious on the box. It's on the floor. They took a picture.
The mac and cheese, bro. I've never...
You know they always add extra shit on the cereal boxes. They have little hot dog snippets on this box on the cover art.
What?
Of the mac and cheese. WMAC Masters. Okay, so there was a martial arts boom in the 90s, as we all remember. That's how we got Power Rangers. That's how you start seeing a Ninja Turtles movie live action. You saw Kung Fu, The Legend Continue. Like there was everything was martial arts based in the 90s, especially from like 91 until maybe 97. And WMAC Masters was like Gladiators, except they did battle. And this was before Mortal Kombat came out. So when Mortal Kombat, the game, then the movie came out, the first person, remember the dude with the locks, they got his soul taken by Shang Tsung?
Yeah,
he was a WMAC Master. It was produced by Bruce Lee's daughter, Shannon Lee.
What? This was a local Detroit thing.
No, it was not. It was worldwide.
No, because I do remember the dude from Mortal Kombat that got a sense of that. He was on something previous and then also was in American Gladiators as well.
Yeah.
Because they did, because I thought that stuff did sound familiar because they do mention that.
WMAC Masters. Google it. Trust me.
Okay, I think Deion's right. I think it might have been local. Did the weather come on after that joint?
Yeah, and they also told us what brand of mac and cheese that we should get after we finish watching the show.
Now, if you was going to say a daytime soap, you might have been right, though.
Yeah, it was definitely. Yeah, yeah. But that also, back to wrestling, that's what it is. It's a male soap opera, bro. Yeah. Just like football is, because women love the story. And I say this because my wife, Tangerine, literally said that's why she got into wrestling, because she saw that there was a story involved. Much like when women watch sports, they're like, well, what's the story here? Oh, well, these guys have been rivals for the past 20 years, and this quarterback, this is his last game, so if he doesn't win a ring here, he has to retire without a ring. Now you're getting the story involved, and that's all any good sport is.
He just hit his wife in an elevator and then came back to this game.
That's... Oh, Brody.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that part of the soap opera?
Oh, man.
Ray Lewis?
Oh.
Ray Lewis ran someone over.
You know what? You know what's funny about Brody? See, WMAC Masters.
That's soap opera, bro.
I've never seen it before.
I'm sorry. I mean, you still are a little bit older, so it's like sometimes you weren't interested in the things that we're into, and that's fine. I didn't know about Silverhawks, but people who are a little older be keep bringing up Silverhawks. I didn't know what the fuck that was.
I had Silverhawks VHS. I had all old movies. I had one episode of the Ewok Star Wars cartoon. I was like, why do I have
to? The Ewok movies were weirder. The Ewok movies were super weird.
I'm shocked Brody doesn't know about WMC Masters because we're the same age. So it's like, bro, you left me out on the fucking bridge over here.
Let me look it up.
I knew DR wasn't going to know, but nigga, you, what the fuck? We were in school the exact same time.
You remember MASK, which was an acronym?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a cartoon. I can't remember what MASK stood for, though.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was like machines against, you know, whatever. But they, their helmets was like the Power Rangers thing. So you put the helmet on, and they, and their cars come out of nowhere, and then they, that's like the key to their cars.
Oh, all, all this shit was the same stuff. It was like, it's like Mexican food. It's all the same ingredients, and it was just made into different little shows with different
little. One nigga made tacos with his, another nigga made lasagna.
It was always either five people with different machines.
Right. Voltron, Power Rangers, Thundercats. It was always five of them that had like ultimate powers.
You know, you always think about the, their pieces too when they come together as a bigger thing. That's why is no one done a skit like where one person's like, yo, why do I got to be the dick, man? Why do I got, why is my part?
You're just dangling like.
Yeah, who was signing me as the ass?
Someone's the head and the torso and the arms and the legs. And one dude's just like, yo, man, why I got to be the balls, man? Like, why?
And honestly, what are you controlling? Like, I mean, if because I kind of feel like if you're the foot, how are you controlling it? It's like, you can't, y'all both, the left and right can't kick at the same time. How are you,
The only one that made sense was Pacific Rim. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was the only one that made them type of big droids make sense as to how you control them. But when you had five in one, right? It was connected to them. And so like they were in unison when they moved. One half had the left, one half had the right. And I did wish like Power Rangers explained that a little bit more. But here, so, and CT, you the expert, so correct me if I'm wrong.
They would just do this in the thing.
Was the Red Ranger controlling the machine? And the rest of them control like the weapons and stuff. How did this go?
Mainly, so when you look at the original Megazord, you got the Red Ranger front and center. Everybody's Zord controlled something, right? So somebody had an arm, somebody had a leg, somebody had weapons, somebody had the head, like all of that stuff. Red Ranger more so was the person who was delegating. All right, let's throw a punch. Bam, I got you because I'm over here on the left side. Let's throw another punch. Bam, bam. And also, they weren't as specific in the 90s as they would be now about throwing certain moves. So it's like we just assumed that one person was controlling everything and another person controlled weapons and they could divert power. But these are all just wild lines that are being thrown. Nobody's doing anything. They're just all standing there watching this battle. And then I learned this. This is how corrupted I was by Power Rangers. I was moderating a Power Rangers panel at the last Power Morphicon in August. And I said to one of the Red Rangers, his name is Steve Cardenas. I remember saying to him solo, like on the side, I was like, hey, man, where was the Megazord? Like, how did y'all, where was that room at? He was like, I don't know. I was like, what are you talking about? You don't know. Y'all were in the Megazord. He said, bro, I was never in the Megazord. I said, dude. Listen, I get it. It's a TV show. You're acting. But I'm saying, where did y'all shoot the Megazord scenes? He said, hey, man. That wasn't me. That those were the Asian actors. That was stock footage. I was like, oh, you mean y'all never shot anything in the Megazord? So then I went to Walter Jones and I was like, hey, man, let me ask you this. Was the command center the exact same set as Rita's dimension? And he was like, oh yeah, it was. And I was like, I knew it. See, I just blew your mind. It was the same set, bro. Yeah, they just moved. Because if you look at the command center set, everything is just like slidable. So like you move everything out of the way, put some smoke on the ground, and then now you got the command center is now Rita Repulsa's evil lair where they trap you in a dark dimension that you got to escape from with Goldar.
You see Zordon in the back of Rita's joint. You still see his
because if you look at the walls, they look the same. And I remember looking at that as a kid and being like, this looks just like the command center, but is it the
same color? It was the same exact.
And you already know that they weren't balling out of control with bread until they start selling them toys. So they had to make ends meet. So they were like, all right, let's move this out of the way. This is the evil dimension. Add some smoke.
When they turn into the Zords and the monsters, all you see their mouth like this, the monsters, you can easily just kind of dub the for each language. When you see like Godar, like
The mouth like that. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Because wasn't the Zords dressed up? Like, wasn't there people actually dressed up as them fighting?
Yeah, so here's this is how they would do it. When the The Megazord were people in suits. I didn't realize it, but that's a testament to the stunt performers and how their movements were, because 90% of the movements made you believe this was an actual robot. I remember a couple times I started seeing movements where I was like, that looks really fluid. And that's when you're like, oh, somebody's in there. But when they shot those scenes with the Megazord and the monsters being big, they did a camera trick that I learned that I started doing in my sketches early on, which was shooting underneath makes everything bigger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you would have like a tree in a far distance of the camera, but it's really a tree like right here. But the way you're shooting, it looks far away. And I was like, wow. So Power Rangers low-key taught me how to be a filmmaker, bro.
Godzilla did that for me. That's how I was able to figure it out about the Megazords. I was like, oh, the buildings. I was like, they built the buildings, had them in a room. Because as soon as they fall, that's what I was like.
Yeah, right on.
That building didn't blow up. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Them buildings was flimsy, too, boy. You'd be like, man. Yeah. Show me some people inside these buildings.
I didn't know that about what it was, Independence Day. I didn't know like the blowing up the White House and that bit and the I was gonna say the Metal Bank, but the big bank here in downtown. I didn't know those were toys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just like Star Wars and Star Trek. So when they showed the Star Trek, that fucked me up. When I saw Star Trek and they showed the ship being moved in and how they shot it, like on wires and everything. And then they showed space, and I was like, oh, I guess that would make sense. Because me as a kid, I was like, how are they shooting the TV show in space? Like, that's how, because, you know, computers weren't a real thing like that to us yet.
I'm not gonna lie, that's what made me so mad at the little Blue Ranger from Turbo when he got to go, because I thought the same shit. I said, man, how the fuck this kid get to go and I can't go?
First of all, shout out to Blake, bro. Shout out to Blake Foster, man. Blake Foster is genuinely a friend of mine. He played the Blue Ranger of Power Rangers Turbo. And we've talked about this several times. He knows it. Kids hated him. And the reason kids hated him had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with you're the kid that gets to live our dream. And that's why we hated him. Because before him, we knew we all wanted to be Power Rangers, but we didn't think that we could be Power Rangers. And they made a kid our age a Power Ranger, and I was like, oh, I hate this guy.
Yep.
I'm jealous.
Couldn't stand him.
Anything he did, I was like, hey, fuck you. I remember it. I felt that way.
And I made it even, and I was even more mad at him. I was like, so you're not going to take your helmet off and see what you look like as an adult?
I thought that same thing. I was like, I'm going to see him.
You're not going to do nothing?
Nothing. It was probably an Asian man underneath that helmet. You understand me? But Blake handled it with stride. His glow up is crazy. He's actually a mixed martial artist. He's super yoked up, super ripped up in shape. Just won a fight against another former Ranger. Well, I don't know if this is getting too inside baseball, but he fought the guy who played young Rocky on Power Rangers. They had an actual MMA fight, and Blake won. And it was crazy because it was like Ranger versus Ranger and all of that. But yeah, let's talk about more stuff that Deion could get involved in. Anybody got any randomly sized knit hats that y'all want to discuss? I got a couple blue ones. I got a red, a green one.
We could talk about the reboots of Home Alone that he about to start.
Think about to walk into 8 booby traps with his hat face ass nigga.
Just him now. They was like, we're gonna combine the two. Height, we got it.
Hat and height. He gonna get the scene where they burn. They burn the back of his head.
Dion, can you do a handstand into a toilet? You got that, right?
You got that, right, Dion?
I realized that Power Ranger shit was boring and then tried to insult me because I wasn't paying attention. Got it.
Nah, we just saw that you weren't paying attention. It's definitely wasn't boring.
Trying to do some crowd work to keep your content up.
To keep your content up?
We're losing viewership. Hey, look at Dion. He got a red hat on.
Listen. And he has single mother glasses on, like he's reading fucking books in the 50s. But that's neither here nor there.
Childish ass.
Y'all didn't laugh at my sticky band.
You literally started it. We were all good. And Dion came out of nowhere and was like, hey, y'all. Y'all want to get exactly. You said scrotum chin. And the first thing I thought about was you riding a Chevy in the 50s with those glasses, telling your kids they better not smoke cigarettes. That's the first thing I thought.
You took your glasses off and insulted my glasses?
Yeah, because I knew you were about to take a shot of these.
They all removed their glasses. We'll be too.
Hey, Dion. When I, soon as I was setting it up in my mind, I was like, yeah. So yeah, nigga, that's all I was.
He definitely took them off for the roast. He's like, you know what? What we ain't going to do is be a hypocrite.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
Man. Oh, shit.
What we ain't going to do is call the kettle black. Like, he said, Will took his off for his moral support. Yo. He said, I'm going to go with CT's joke. I don't even know what he's about to say, but it sounds like glasses oriented.
Listen, I got a pile of glasses over there, but this is the closest, and I knew these are some bullshit. Pile? So I.
What are you like? Damn, I'm writer's block? Scratch.
I said, I'm about to hit this man's glasses. I ain't got no room to talk. Let me take these.
I ain't never seen that, yo. That's like a nigga that like is about to call another nigga fat and sucks his stomach in before the roast.
Nigga.
Like,
ah,
get your fat ass. Let me go. I think I real close to the camera. Like, look at this fat ass nigga right here.
Bro.
Nigga start doing a high angle. See, this makes you look thinner.
Bro, every time I watch Roast Me, I'll see like a big dude in there calling another nigga big, and I'm like, bro, y'all are out of control.
Hey, yo, that's the funniest shit in like real time to hear.
It's crazy.
It's hilarious, bro. Every time
they recycle the punchline that they heard on them, so I'm gonna definitely use this on another fat nigga.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember this is how you know somebody's losing a roast battle. Whenever you hear, just like Deion said, whenever you hear a motherfucker recycle the joke that they've said before. I heard one dude, and I remember when he came up with this. This motherfucker called another fat dude chocolate hip cookies, and I said, I looked at the TV. I said, come on, man. I remember when you learned that one. You getting cooked so bad that you want to bring that shit to this man.
Like that hurt me 2 weeks ago.
Man,
I'm spreading this. I'm spreading my hurt.
Oh my god.
This man. But yo, let's go ahead and jump into our main topic, man. And we talk about Shazam. For those that don't know, the sequel to Shazam came out. Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods was released. It was, of course, starring Shazam, because I don't know the dude's real name. I think it's Zachary
Levi.
That guy. Helen Mirren was also in it while she was shooting Fast and the Furious next to the set. Lucy Liu just decided she wanted to be an actress again. And
oh, man.
Shazam, here I am.
Here I am.
But they were rocking like a hurricane, but not in the way that they wanted. The movie did not do so well. It was definitely received negatively by critics and audience members and actors and producers, directors, investors. It did not go well.
Box office is trash too.
Box office did the minimum. Maybe they might have made their money back.
Well, that's not bad.
Right.
Close, but close to it. As long as it's been out, that's bad.
So, Peep, if I may, the thing that nobody's talking about. First of all, I had the honor and pleasure. I had the opportunity to go see this film with my good brother Deion Lack, goddamn Will Ferrell. We were in there. Now, they'll be the first to tell you. My feelings were hurt when I got done watching that movie because I expected it to at least be as good as part one. And here's the thing. Let's go even back to part one. The reason this movie didn't do well, I've read a lot of the Rotten Tomato reviews. I've seen a lot of people talk about it online. I've seen Zachary Levi go on his live and talk about why he think it didn't work, and The Rock talking about this is me at the end of the movie, guys.
Dang.
Yeah, so here's the thing that nobody's talking about. Them kids was too fucking old, bro. Okay, the kid who played Billy Batson, if you are a DC fan like I'm a DC fan, you know Billy Batson is 8 or 9 years old, period. If you would have cast an 8 or 9 year old kid in the first Shazam, we wouldn't be in this mess right now, because then everybody around him would have been 8 or 9 years old. But you cast this kid who looked 16 when he was probably 18 for the first one, and now come to the next movie, he's literally an adult. Yeah. And it just makes no sense for him to turn into an even older Zachary Levi. So
yoked up too.
Super yoked up 18-year-old kid. And I'm like, come on, man. So they had to push the storyline. The things that made this movie not work, Helen Mirren, Lucy Liu are both amazing actresses. Oh my God, I love their work. However, this movie did not seem like they were supposed to be in it together. This movie seemed like the casting director told the producer, guess what? I got Helen Mirren. And then the director was like, I got Lucy Liu. And they were like, ah, shit. Fuck it. Let's put them both in there. That's what that movie felt like. And then for the movie to begin, and these two women are gods and they're sisters, there was no need for them to randomly pop into a museum instead of showing us where they came from. Then we get into, like I said, the kids were too old. The first movie's magic was with Zachary Levi Shazam and the kid on the crutches.
Yeah.
It was their chemistry.
Yeah.
This movie did not show that chemistry. This movie showed Shazam interacting with the other god actors. First of all, shout out to Megan Good. Megan Good is the greatest thing to happen to this movie because she and her child counterpart were perfectly meshed. I had no trouble believing that these two were the exact same character throughout the entire movie. She acted like a kid. Zachary Levi is not bad at all. He's genuinely like a kid. Every time you see him, even in interviews, this youthful energy. But in this movie, when there are only two actors that are acting like their children counterparts, and the children counterpart isn't even acting like that, that's the problem. Zachary Levi was still acting like the kid, and he was doing perfect if Billy Batson was nine. But the Billy Batson in this movie was acting extremely mature and adult every time.
And very emo.
And very emo.
Right.
And it didn't match. So then when you look at all the other actors, everybody was just too cool for school. Yeah. And it was a cluster of looking at just the acting. I haven't even gotten into the plot, and I'll leave it to you guys now.
None of the children version were acting that immature as an adult. Like as soon as they got Shazammed, they immediately got on the spectrum. They immediately started to act like something was wrong with them. Like they didn't actually earn these powers. Like you said, the boy version of Billy Batson was super cool. He was talking to people normal. And as soon as he came to Shazam, hey, we got to do blah, blah, blah. Like you don't even talk the same no more.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, Zachary Levi did great because he's going off of what Billy Batson should be instead of what this actor was. Go ahead, Will. I'm sorry.
Also, I just didn't like that. They could have spun this movie showing the team get acclimated. Like, I don't like that they kind of skipped that part of like, oh, y'all already know tactics on how to save each other. Like, no, like I didn't get to see these kids be kids with these powers. Like, you telling me this little black girl can say Shazam at any time, turn into the superhero and not go and save every kitten that she see? Like, I didn't see no impulse from any of them as teenagers. Even
Even a recap of like, so this was what we've been up to type of thing. You know what I mean?
Sort yeah,
of like
give us the recap.
Yeah.
But when I'll give you something that I had this conversation a day after I saw the movie with you guys with BT. And he's like, so let me get this straight. Everybody on the team has the exact same powers as Zachary Levi Shazam. And I said, in this movie, yes. So he was like, so it's basically overkill. When you show me five other people that have the exact same powers as the main guy.
Well, no, I thought that wasn't true. I thought only him and the guy with the crutches, both of them all had the same powers. I thought the rest of them didn't, because all of them didn't have super speed. Only Megan Good's character did, right?
Remember, Shazam also has super speed.
So
everybody had the exact same powers. And that's a problem because the conversation went like, okay, I can almost get behind this if you're telling me every single one of them has a different power. One of them can run fast. Another one can just appear somewhere. Another one can maybe swim fast, or another one.
All of them have the power of the acronym, the Shazam. It'd be dope if they had that.
But that's another thing. When we got to the acronym of what each one had, they didn't do a great job of showing us what each person had. Mm-hmm. Solely, right? Because you're showing all five Shazam members fly, and it's like, here's the thing. The reason Superman works is because it's Superman. when they show the other Kryptonians come to Earth, like when you look at Superman 1, they show other Kryptonians come to Earth. These people work because they're not Superman. They don't have his heart and they're evil and they all have the same weakness. All right, cool. Now we can get rid of these guys. But if you show me 10 Supermen wearing the same costume, it's like, all right, well, what makes Clark Kent special?
Yeah,
and that's what happened with Shazam.
And then I think you did, like, even like piggybacking what Dion said, the acronym of Shazam, like, you lost the element of like creating individual journeys for all of these characters. Like, let's say for one, he is like Zachary Levi's character is following like the truth of Solomon, like he was supposed to be in the movie. And then let's say for Mary Marvel, hers is like, you know, like following Athena and stuff like that. But it's like, yo, y'all have this whole layer that has all this history that y'all didn't allow them to connect to figure out and understand where their powers came from, who they were from. And then too, like even Jamin Hansu's character, it's like this would have been the perfect time for him to have conversations with these kids, connecting these people with the people he knew. You knew these people before their powers were transferred into that staff and you gave them away. And y'all missed that and decided to dress him like he was finna go sing A Kiss from a Rose tour.
That movie also, man, let me tell you how awkward I feel now, because I'd be remembering at the latest time that Brody be in the comic book movies, and I never even thought to invite him to that movie. So that's my bad, Brody. But also, you didn't miss
that. You're good. I watched I honestly, on my own merit, did not give 3 or 4 to 5 to 6 to 12 fucks to see Shazam. I didn't give a damn about Shazam. I was like, if Shaquille O'Neal ain't in it, then I don't want to see it.
That's if it ain't Sinbad or Shaquille
O'Neal, Nelson Mandela effect, Shazam, whatever it is.
Thank you, Brody, because this is what I've been waiting for. Because this is definitely the clip I want to put out. Shaq, we want Kazam too.
We need it.
Okay.
You're over here doing all these damn general commercials and the Papa John's. Give us Kazam too, bro.
Give us that. Like, yo, it could be old boy's kid. You are a gen now, and you need his help to be able to stay alive, and you got to be able to grant some wishes.
That's all we need. We don't need no more rap. We don't need another Steel movie.
I need a Steel too.
I need a
what you call too, a Steel here?
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. People underestimate of how popular and big of an impact Shaq has made on entertainment, bro. Yeah, like, forget all the millions that he's made in his companies. Forget all the championships. Shaq had a run. He had a video game.
Yeah.
Shaq, fool. I had it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kazam, Steel. I wanted to see it all because it's Shaq. Yeah. When you meet Shaq in person, he's so massive. You feel like you are an ant.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people notice he went gold 3 albums.
Yeah. Yeah. This man had
5 albums. He went gold. And he was a dominant player at the time. This thing was out of control.
Bro, that's talent. You can't be contained when you got that much talent, bro.
Yeah. That man did so much. Bro. We need Kazam too.
Kazam too, bro.
And I would like to be in it. I don't want to star in it, but I want to be in it.
I just want Ray J's part in Steel 2. Because I wanted his part in Steel 1. So if we could get cracking on that.
I just want to be one of the dudes that poke out the window. Hey, you kids! Shut that down.
Shut that down.
That's all I want. Just be like, hey, yeah, I was a part of it.
That's what always makes me laugh about Donnell's role in Spider-Man 2. Yeah. Because his line is literally, yo, he just took that guy's pizza. Yo.
Yeah. You got a TV crit. You got the IMDb for that.
That's all you need.
Do a flip.
Yeah, dude. And that flip dude was hilarious.
He's in multiple, though. So that's dope.
Flip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what you got out of it. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of which, now we can move into my hear me out.
Okay.
It ain't a full hear me out, but something is very suspicious about this do a flip guy. He's been popping up in more than one of these movies now, and I'm starting to be curious as what part he could be playing in this. Because he's always around these superheroes when this stuff happens.
He's a Skrull.
Or could he be one of the people for the Watcher?
Ooh, well, no, because the Watcher doesn't interact.
Now, what's the ones with the not him, but the other ones he has with him with the big heads? Because remember, they had one clip where Stan Lee was talking to them, and they were walking off, and he was like, "Hey, where y'all going?" And they had big heads, they had the glowing eyes, and they had the robes. Yeah, and they were walking off. Like, who are those people?
I don't know their names.
Okay, could he maybe like an agent for them or something like that? Kind of how like they were pointing it like with Stan Lee. Or it might be a Skrull. I think the easy thing might be a Skrull. Like we said, we know not to jump too far into a Skrull might be the best thing.
Because every time we jump, bro, we be coming up with incredible endings and things for these films. And then when we see the film, they be like, nope, it's just a plan. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, man. But yeah, back to this Disney Channel original movie that got a bigger budget in Shazam. Not digging that they didn't even use one of their villains from the actual comic book. Helen Mirren's character and Lucy Liu were made up to put in here. And I'm just like,
they were made up.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. it's a testament to this is what Zachary Levi said online. He reposted a story where a person said that The Rock had something to do with the post-credit scene and he stalled. He was the reason that we couldn't get Shazam. The scene was supposed to be Hawkman and Cyclone recruiting Shazam to go into the Justice Society, and The Rock wouldn't sign off on the characters, and that Black Adam was supposed to be the cameo in Shazam as well, and Shazam was supposed to be a cameo in Black Adam, but instead it did Superman. I think they could have done them both, and it still would have got us the impact that we wanted. You could have showed, this is the solution. You show both of them, right? Superman shows up and talks to Black Adam. They have their back and forth. And then right in the middle of their conversation, Shazam pops up. He's like, oh, dude, you beat me here. Bam, it ends. Simple as that.
You could even flip it too and stuff like that to the point where like he meets him and he starts to do like the little funny banter. And then in that same thing, that drone pops up and it's like, yo, are you Amanda Wallace? Like, yes. And I brought you some backup just in case. And how, you know how she says, and then here comes Superman. And then you just pan out those three right there looking at each other and it goes.
Ends it. That's the shot. It's like that would have been an easy fix. So Zachary Levi reposted that. And then he goes live the next day to talk about why he didn't think the film did well because everybody worked so hard on it. And I do shout out all those people who worked hard on the film. However, just because you work hard on something, if it doesn't connect with an audience, and this is what I'll say. When we were in that theater, I realized I wasn't the audience. We were in the theater and I heard those kids reacting, oh man, that's so cool. And they laughed at certain things. I was like, oh, I'm not the audience. This is a kids movie.
That's how I feel about wrestling.
Wow.
That's how I feel about your hat.
I realize that I'm not the audience. This is a kid's activity.
And you have a child's hat on. That was not the audience for it, but you put it on anyway. And that's the result.
Here's my question. What made you think you could pull off clear glasses? What part of your confidence was like, hey, yo, hey, yo, I got the face for these frames, bro.
I don't see what's the problem with glasses, man. Keep talking.
And that's fine. It's fine. I just wanted to know what your thought process was.
Let's hear what you got. That's just a premise. Keep going. What's
wrong? No. It was a question. I said, what made you think you could pull off clear frames? Was
CT's
it like
gonna get LASIK just to keep this joke going? Right? Ain't never gonna wear glasses again.
Did you get the time machine, go to the 70s, and go to a PTA meeting and say, oh man, she don't know how to rock those. When I get a hold of them,
you don't know how to rock those.
When I get a hold of them, wow, sure.
He was killing a lot of gay black men at
nightclubs.
He was showing them The Exorcist 3, and then he said, I need some glasses for this.
Man,
spot on, Brody.
You know what? Those give, I just stole these from the lunch lady as she gave me my food vibes. Like, those glasses are no, you cannot have extra peas. That's what these are.
Those look like the ones that them woodsmen's wear when they craft and stuff, and they got the other goggles on and stuff. They don't take those off. Yeah, they just put them on.
A table saw?
And you got the hat. You look like when the door ring and they walk in, you look up.
No, he looks like the guys in the accurate. Have you seen the Whip It video? He looks like the guys in the Whip It Good. Whip It Good.
That's inappropriate, Brody. That's too far. That's too far. Look, I stayed out
as long as I could, man. You can't just have me up in here.
Look, hey, here's the funny thing. Sneaky D, I just nod along with it because you're trying to defuse jokes, but they continue to come.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I got them. I'll wait for my punchline.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
I'll wait for the right time.
No. The right time is right now. Give it to us. No, what you got?
I have it in the chamber, and I'm
okay. Gonna pull it out. Where's the chamber? We'll wait for that bullet, man.
Deion Sipes have been good. I'll tell you.
I'm not, come on, man.
Oh, that's the
that is too accurate that you know. No.
It's too good. Is that
the guy from Arrested Academy?
The same good hat color and everything. You know, I like it.
That's a good one, dog. Like the glasses and the hat. Come on, man.
I give you that, Brody.
Oh my goodness.
That's not bad. Yeah. And the glasses. Damn, I didn't even see the glasses. I only saw the hat.
It was such a good reference.
You have a great memory, bro.
Damn, you do have a great memory. That is Deion Leck.
Yeah.
So
what are we talking about?
Y'all man, that's because we just got an incredible visual and
y'all
finish.
We're almost there.
How childish the damn wrestling is, nigga. Y'all deflecting the fact that it's still childish. Y'all are children. Look at you. You sad, moping with your arms folded. Will over here covering up his titties with his hair.
Wait, man, hold on a minute, man. Hey, yo.
Hold on, man. Now, listen.
Hey, hold on, man.
I didn't bring your hips into this. My man tits into this, all right? You both know that's some spots for it. Don't you do that.
Hey, Deion, you wild.
Now, don't you make me pull out my sniper rifle.
Get it with the rifle, Will.
Never imagine I'd be in a group with men.
Y'all saying, fight back. Nigga, fight your hips. Fight back.
Right. Never did I think I had to defend my man dudes on my show. Like, ain't that shit.
Throw to the back. Let's see what we got.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. Edit that part out, Will. This is crazy, man.
I'd rather put the glasses back on and you go for that. You go for my sensitive spot? What?
That's crazy.
Out the gate?
You ain't shit for that because you know that brother says something about that. He spoke to us before and you said that.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, man. That's nothing safe for this nigga. Roderick Lacking. This nigga's out of control, bro.
Like it's just your hat, bro. I'm sorry. Nah,
you literally said you brought the hat back. I don't even know what's wrong with my hat, man. Let me live, yo.
Damn.
Because you said wrestling was fake.
I'm hiding a haircut, man. Come on.
Damn, D.I. You a cold piece, man.
Nah, look.
That's what I draw the line there.
What kind of haircut you holding?
Huh?
What kind of haircut you holding?
Take the head off, Lack. It's bald. It's a fresh baldy. What's wrong?
It's not fresh. I cut it Thursday.
That nigga said I cut it. Let me see. You know, lean. You said cutting it. Ain't nothing, nigga. It's a crispy baldy from my screen.
I appreciate you, brother. And I appreciate your glasses doing like this because your head's so fat. It said,
He said Spider-Man 2. He's holding the train back.
Not in front of my kids.
That's good.
If he planned that for you to do that,
he did. That's why it was brilliant. He wrote me in. Hey. It was incredible.
He said, not in front of my kids.
That was incredible, nigga.
Not in front of the pile of glasses. Don't. Not in front of the pile of glasses.
That's. I got nothing for you. That's incredible.
Oh my god!
Because the timing is like you literally did set me up for that. That's great. The nigga, he took his hat off, knowing that we were like, "What are you talking about?" Lean forward. The nigga, I can't see, so I threw the glasses on, and that's what he wanted. It was like, "Yeah, come on, nigga, That's what it was. Great.
That was wow.
That was great, Deion. Like,
you know what wasn't great?
Spider-Man 2 references in this episode. That was amazing.
Yeah. Just let me know when my door is finished, nigga, because I'm trying to get that done. No, you cut one right now. Let me know when my shit is ready to pick up. What's crazy, Will?
Oh, man. How bad Shazam was.
Yeah.
That's how crazy.
Story also. When we talk about, there was a young lady who was, I don't remember which character she was, but it's obvious she was recast. And every time she hit Shazam, she was the same actress in her Shazam and out of her Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Mary Marvel. It was So, like I told you, like, during the theater, supposedly it's supposed to be because that's how the comic book character is, like how they had her at Young Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly it's supposed to be like she's still that same thing. She just gets powers, but it corrupts her, though. And say at one point they have it to where she can't even say Shazam anymore. And stuff, because I think like the new gods get a hold of her, and then eventually she joins like Apocalypse's army and stuff like that as one of his generals.
Now that would have made sense. I remember Ava DuVernay was supposed to be doing a new gods movie, and they scrapped it years ago. But these are where I'm glad James Gunn is giving us a clear cut through line of this is the story we want to tell. This is how it's going to be spread out over the next 10 years, because a lot of the Snyderverse only made sense if every movie that they talked about came to fruition. Like when you talk about the new guys movie, you're talking about the Green Lantern Corps. Like all of these things should have appeared before they did a Justice League movie, but we didn't get that. So now we got James Gunn and we know what we're going to get. So that would have been great to see Shazam deal with any form of new guys, because you're touching on that by talking about the ancient wizards and all of that anyway.
Yeah. I feel like they just kind of like put
Zeus and shit.
Yeah. I feel like they just pushed his ham in a box and just, like you said, being in that theater with y'all, that's what made us realize this wasn't for us. Like when they had the part of like where the girl who Megan Good's younger version is, when she did the Skittles and the Taste of Rainbow, I was like, yo, did y'all really just plug that in like that? But two rows down, these kids are screaming,
loving it,
crazy, loving it that they just said.
They were screaming extremely loud. Like, they were like, yo, where is the back of this beard on Deion? That's what they were asking. Like, when you look at Deion's beard, it's missing. So they're like, nigga, we see that you got the front and the sides, but where's the back of it? We need support to stand up.
Let me say this. They were also, you got to understand, the kids were probably eating Skittles in the theater too. I'm sorry for disregarding what CT said, but I've been trying to say this for like 2 minutes. And then CT did his bit and then it didn't hit. And I was like, come on.
Well, you know why it didn't hit? Because you jumped in, villain mustache.
So then I said, I was thinking Shazam is like the Tiny Toon Adventures for the Marvel Universe. It's the Teen Titans. You know what I'm saying? It's kids' entry point into the cinematic universe. So, you know what I mean? So they don't want to leave them hanging like CT's collar. So they like try to.
This is a V-neck shirt. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous thing.
Got to give kids something in the DC universe. You know what I mean? They got
Brody, you want us to do it? First, we're going to fucking do it.
Show your cleavage up, homie. Show the cleavage up.
I mean, there's no reason I should be able to see your penis from your V-neck, nigga. Like, no,
here's what's happening, Will. This is exactly what's happening. I can't believe I didn't see this sooner.
This nigga CT put his shirt on feet first.
wait a minute. Hold on.
Here's what it is. Will and I seem to be on the team, and it seems like Brody and Deion are on the team. So every time Brody says something, this nigga Deion laughs hard as fuck, like he's not in a children's porn set right now, waiting for Brody to come film his scenes.
He gonna do a commentator.
And then you got Will and me that every time this nigga hits something, we're looking like. So I see it. It's two on two. It's all good. If we had the fifth, then we're going to knock it out. Let's get to the root of the problem. This nigga Deion been acting sassy and saucy all stream.
It's sassy.
I don't know what the initial thing is, but we can discuss it right now.
Is it because you weren't invited to the WrestleMania thing?
Is that what it is? Because I'm only inviting real fans of WWE. Why is this nigga touching his titties, though? Hey, come on, man. Just stay still. Answer the question.
Take that. I don't care.
It feels like you care because your energy's been different ever since we popped in and was like, hey, WrestleMania weekend.
Brody, would you want to go?
Nobody invited Brody. We're talking to this nigga Will and we're talking to you. Brody not even watch wrestling.
He just said he'd go.
Who said he'd go?
I think that's what Brody said. He said he'd go.
I would go just to film y'all. Y'all like this.
Look at you trying to film niggas again. backless beard. We're talking about real fans of WrestleMania. That's what the viewing party is for.
That's it, man. Why we can't have joy, bro? Nobody say nothing when y'all be waiting for the NBA finals to score their touchdowns and stuff like that. Boy, when LeBron finna take it to the goal line and get a first down and stuff. We don't do nothing.
LeBron about to get first down.
Okay. We don't do nothing to y'all. Wait a minute. First, do you even watch? Line up with them Braves. 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 Back in 2008, you need to line up with them Braves. If you R&B sing, you had to line up with them Braves. Or Mario. Had a line up with them Braves. Mario. Had a line up with them Braves. Jaheim. Had a line up with them Braves. Lloyd. Had a line up with them Braves. JT. Had a line up with them Braves. Fred Hammond. Had a line up with them Braves. You should join the crew, man. You got to join the crew, brother.
Are you saying I don't have a lineup with my braids? Deion, you don't even have a hairline, nigga.
Yay! You figured it out all by yourself, CT.
You're literally proving your point of what you said earlier about a nigga who's bad talking about another bad nigga.
CT, off the ropes. I'm going to tackle you. Yay!
Let me tell you something, man. The first step in comedy is actually keeping it funny. You're making shit. Even the way you're going back and forth is like a kid talking to a nigga. These ain't even punchlines no more.
I had to dummy down my jokes because y'all watch wrestling. You know? I'm sorry. I could have got more intellect with it. But
this nigga turned into a little brother, and now the jokes ain't even hitting no more. Like, at first, like, nigga. Oh my God, you couldn't be stopped. I was given nothing but standing ovations. Now it's like everything you're saying is man, look at your head. Like, what's the energy? Just be funny like you were, man. It's getting sad now, nigga.
Deion, you all right?
Hey, maybe Deion, hey, yell Shazam and see what happens, Deion. maybe your jokes will grow up.
Come on, man. All right.
That was a great one. Come on, man. We didn't need to do that, brother.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Now it's just a turn into a fatal four-way.
Because here's the thing. Now it's a fatal four-way. Nobody wins because it's like everybody's going to be like holding out on something if it's genuinely funny. Because it's like, nah, this nigga can't get the W. Or this nigga can't get the W. It's like...
I'm done.
Well, I'm not gonna hit the punchline. Listen, man.
Look, before we close out, man, we got one more thing that we're gonna discuss, man. Just because of the fact that we all agree that Shazam was disappointing. I wanted to know from y'all. We jumping into the top tier now. What would be y'all top three most disappointing movies? You know, like Deion losing his hairline at a young age.
No more, bro. Because
if you didn't think I'm about to throw something after that titty shit.
Hey, look, we're not getting anywhere, man.
Hey, we're one more on the table. I had one more. I'm a host of this now. You was going to say that titty shit on my channel.
My show.
This podcast going to be all choppy and all Will going to be killing. All Will punchlines going to be hitting like.
Back to back.
Nah, I always keep my niggas. Y'all had some fire and shit today. This shit is great. But yeah, man, top three movies that disappointed y'all after watching it. Like y'all went in and that same face that CT made. This, what three movies made you feel like this after watching?
These are comic book movies or just movies?
Any movie, just any movie in general. Yeah, yeah.
The Cleaner with Cedric the Entertainer. I had to leave that one. 28 weeks later, I think it was, because remember they had 28 days later, yeah. And 28 weeks later, I walked out 15 minutes in. I've only walked out of three movies in my life, or two movies. Those are the two movies. And then the third outside of Shazam 2 would have been... Damn, what's a really bad movie that I saw? Oh, I got the hookup too. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Had peoples in that movie too, man.
I know, and it was hard to sit through, boy.
Yeah.
See, I can talk about, like, I guess movies like that I had higher expectations for, because I mean, there's so many fucking bad movies that it's hard to really even navigate that. But I think like Alien versus Predator 2 was some supreme trash, because I had so much expectation for the Alien franchise. That then as far then when we go to Star Wars, I'd say Solo pissed me off. When they asked him his name and he said you're by yourself, boy. Yeah, so I guess you're Solo. I was like, just leave it ambiguous. Don't tell us his name is Solo because he was rolling by himself, and that disgusted me.
Horrible.
And then third is a Big Black Booties 11. That one was just like one of the worst.
Why did you go see it?
It wasn't a theater screening. It was literally a DVD.
Why'd you go see it?
He said it like it was a theater full of people watching it all at once.
Where's everybody's pants at?
Oh, man.
It's not because the movie they got arrested. Now I'm playing.
I'm definitely going to say House Party, the new one that came out.
I knew it was going to be some bullshit.
I didn't watch it to go disappoint myself. I was just like, because comparing the two, it's just like, ooh, yeah. No.
It wasn't a great movie. It was a bunch of sketches.
That's what I said. It was Instagram's longest reel.
Right.
That's funny.
They gave them the 90 minute reel. You could do 15 seconds, 90 minute reel.
How High 2.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. The problem is these sequels and these reboots of these movies, as opposed to a reimagining. Like, the only thing that I've seen be good is because they flip genres, and that's Bel Air. I haven't seen season 2, but season 1, we took Fresh Prince, which was a comedy that had a couple dramatic moments, and made Bel Air, which is a straight up drama. And you're like, dude, damn, this works.
Why don't they make Full House that version? You know what I'm saying? They call it the Tanners. And the first episode, the mom dies in a tragic car accident. Like, it's gruesome. You know what I'm saying? The dad's trying to get over that while, you know, raising his three girls. DJ struggling with her sexuality. Stephanie's a little thought. Wow. Michelle is learning from her older sisters. You know, Comet doesn't even have to be a dog. It's just like some nigga that lives there. You feel me? Like, it's like he's helping pay rent. Jesse and clearly Joey. Like, yeah, Uncle Joey, Uncle Jesse. Come on, man.
You know. I'd watch it. I ain't gonna lie. Just how he pitched it. I'm down. Tanners,
right? It's tragic, bro.
Yo, come to find
the premise of Bel Air worked because of the theme song. Like, that is a terrifying way to have to flee the city. It was like,
I mean, but all of that stuff could be
flipped. Full House has a great theme song.
Yeah. And it all could be flipped into kind of like that. Like, even like Family Matters, the struggling of a black police cop in Chicago and have to deal with like his kids and everything like that and what they got to go through, and an alienated neighbor whose parents aren't there. And trying to figure out, because we didn't really see
who has a bipolar or some kind of schizophrenic multiple personality disorder. Yeah. He's like, sometimes I'm Stefan, sometimes I'm Steve Urkel.
That they can't even really know how to deal with, so they deal with it in a black parent kind of a way.
Hell, keep the Judy thing in where she started doing porn. Just keep that in there. She went upstairs and started doing her OnlyFans, bro. It works. It just works. Yeah, exactly.
Ew, no.
No, not that age. But like, she's Jamie Foxworth of today. She's got an OnlyFans page upstairs in the Winslow home.
Yeah. I think the issue with those is that like How High 2 and a lot of those, you're trying to pinpoint so much making it funny rather than just booking the people that's going to make this funny. Mm-hmm. Like Harlem Nights was funny because the people who were in it, the script that they gave and how they performed it is what made it such a classic. Coming to America, how they presented it in the script and how they presented it on screen is what made it hilarious. Now, y'all just going for the Seth Rogen jokes. Like, y'all trying to make it so obvious. And it's just like, yo, you don't need to do that.
You know, somebody told me, and I had to think about it, they said Eddie Murphy wasn't funny in Coming to America. It was Arsenio Hall's movie of being the comedy. I was like, I didn't think about it. I was thinking about it because Eddie Murphy kind of played a straight role.
He did
a lot of the time, and that's
what you're limiting it to him as what you call it, but not the barbershop and all the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Hakeem was a straight-laced character that fish out of water was funny naturally. But as far as like he did play the straight man, as far as both of them, but yes, the characters that Eddie did, it was such a well-balanced movie. I think that's the difference in part two. Akeem switched that and became the funny role because the things that were happening around him.
So, man, and just to throw my three out there, one of my most my three disappointing one was Spider-Man 3. I don't like what Sam Raimi did to Venom.
I'm thinking about the one just came out. Okay.
No, yeah, I hated that. Every time I saw Venom on screen, I just heard doom, 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 doom. And you know what I'm saying? The little 70s show guitar riff between scenes. It was just, I couldn't see him as a bad guy. Topher Grace.
No, I just couldn't. Yeah, that was
Tom Hardy, fantastic choice. But Topher Grace, nah, dog.
Nah. What was one of the X-Men 3? The Last Stand, y'all already know how that went. And then first one and Prometheus. I just didn't like where it went.
Oh, I love Prometheus, bro.
I love it, but it went nowhere. I was like, yo, y'all set this up to be something so dope, and you dropped the ball with the next one because you didn't even call it like Prometheus. It was Alien, and then it was just like, it was so disappointing. It just made that movie disappointing.
Well, Covenant Prometheus 2 or 1? Michael
Fassbender became so big, so they made the movie revolve around him more. Where they should have made it around the xenomorphs, you know, they made it really revolve around. And then what they did, the thing that they're really missing, what they're really, really missing, because the timing would have been perfect. If you remember, Blade Runner 2049 had just dropped, and you know that's all in the same universe. And they minimally connected those two. They didn't really how they should have. And that's what I thought they were opening up with Prometheus, to show how the Blade Runner universe is connected to the Alien universe, and then and the Predator universe. You know, those universes are all connected.
How?
Dog, the technology, the androids is the technology from Blade Runner. It's the same it's the same technology for the droids. Go look that up. Blade Runner is connected.
They be spilling the same kind of like milky.
Yeah, dog. It's like Blade Runner is like the start of them. Like that industry's getting into like making androids and everything. That's the beginning of the technology, which then becomes the androids that we know as Bishop in like Aliens or Alien, even, you know what I mean?
Because it's the same creator, right?
What's his name?
I think so. Ridley Scott, right?
Ridley Scott. Yeah, he made all of them.
You're right, because all of them are in the future anyway. Like Alien is in the future. Like
Blade Runner is a closer future to us than Alien is, like way hundreds of years out. But it but it's still the same universe.
Okay. Dang, I did not know that. You learn something new every day.
Bro, when you watch Blade Runner with that scope, it makes it that even better, because you can see how we get to like all these other frontiers.
Yeah, no, I got now I definitely will want to watch it now. So, but with that, man, let's go ahead and close this out, man. Any final remarks before we do, man? This was a great episode. We got a lot of stuff covered.
Love y'all, man. Love y'all. Deion Lack.
He followed it up with a second. I love y'all.
I love y'all.
Hey, Deion, would you like to come see WrestleMania at my crib this weekend, man?
No.
Okay.
I don't force this on me, man.
Hey, I just figured that you felt like you were being left out, and I want to make sure that you did not feel that way.
It's either going to go really well, or it's going to be a bunch of CT saying, hey, watch this part right here. Look, I'm lost,
man. I mean, if it ain't Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant or Ultimate Warrior, I just tapped out.
Let me tell you something. If it's Andre the Giant or the Ultimate Warrior, nigga, I'm not watching, because these niggas have been dead for a long time.
So you should definitely be there if they wrestling. We got a lot of stuff to talk about after that.
Like, you got back from the afterlife and you want to go back to wrestle? All right. The fuck is on over there?
Andre the Giant? What?
Andre the Giant.
Man, they can recast these people.
They
have like three Ultimate Warriors? I mean, Undertakers?
CT, you are up. I can't do this.
CT's blood pressure's on 1,000 right now, dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday streaming on caffeine.tv/CT is dope, where it's an experience, guys. you gotta come. I can't even explain it to you. Come to Caffeine, follow my page. It's free. We have a great time there every time I stream. If you are in the LA area, I'm not performing anywhere. This is WrestleMania weekend. I'm in the crib, baby. You understand me? And yeah, thank you for having me, Will. We gotta get another fourth, man. Deuces done hung us out to dry. But what I do appreciate about the Deuces is he's not a comedian. So that is always a great fourth. Brody, appreciate you coming in and jumping in. I'll never do another episode with you again, but I'm glad that you're here. So the next time that I'm not here, you can probably take my place. But love you, Brody, outside of that. Will, incredible. Dion Lack, so many funny hits today.
It is a bit. He said he did have to be the bird bank at a certain time.
So. Hey, it's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
And Brody, you up next, man.
Yeah, I'm a little stuck on the fact that CT said he would never do this with me again.
Oh, yeah, never again.
I'm kind of trying to understand. I thought we were having a good time.
Oh, we were. And then you took Dion's side, and that's what you off the island with me, baby.
But I was being diplomatic. I chose everyone's side.
Nah, ain't no diplomatic, man. It's either my side or you're against me. I've been like that since kindergarten, nigga. I remember.
Well, Dion's barber chose his sideburns. So, like, I don't know why we're.
You said who?
Dion's barber chose his sideburns. All right, nothing. All right, cool.
He's not here, so I can't even laugh at it.
Yeah, he's watching on his phone. We know he's watching. He's watching.
He's watching.
Look, I wouldn't say this behind his, his back. Nonetheless, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brody the Joker, Brody the Joker. Got a new podcast, Funny Fucks. It will be Tuesdays and Thursdays on Tastemaker Radio on the Dash Radio Network. Myself and Nikki McElroy host adult stars and comedians for some funny, steamy conversation. And if you are in the DMV area, Juneteenth, please pull up on me. I'm doing a live taping on Father's Day, Juneteenth weekend at the Arlington Draft House. Light Skin, Dark Secrets, come support me. It'll be a live taping. Yes, Light Skin,
Dark Secrets.
So come see it. Come support your boy at the DMV, guys.
Is this a special?
It's a special.
I'm watch that. Just title alone, you got me. Just the title alone.
Light Skin, Dark Thoughts. Ooh, that's a banger fucking title.
Well, I said Dark Secrets, but same
thing. Oh, shit. What did I say? I said Dark what? Oh, sorry about that.
Dark Secrets, but it's the same idea.
Hey, man, that could be that could be the sequel, and you just cut CT in on
on the title. Yeah.
Dark Secrets. Yeah, Dark Thoughts is better because Dark Secrets. Well, unless you're gonna really tell secrets.
I mean, isn't it more tantalizing that way?
If you tell secrets, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
If you get there and you say some shit that I don't think is dark, then I'm pissed.
So are they? So are they more of like you finna tell some dark secrets, or you just have some dark thoughts? It's like, oh shit, I did not know Brody thought like that.
I think that Dark Secrets leaves a little bit more of a mystery of what the hell is he gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Dark Thoughts is like, all right, we're like expecting dark thoughts, and that's
I was abducted.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The first time I hopped in that white van. Yeah. I can see it for the audience. Yes, more enticing with secrets for someone that knows you. Dark thoughts would make me come watch. So I can see the difference. So, thank y'all, ladies and gentlemen, for watching another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. I want to thank my guest CT Brandon Broden, and of course Dion Lack for stopping in. Let us know in the comments below. What did you think of Shazam? How are you feeling about the first look of Harley Quinn? Does it get you interested in the Joker or not? And then of course, for all the laughs that we done went through in here, man, just always jump in the chat, join the live premiere on Saturdays and Sundays whenever I decide to drop them on those 2 days. Yeah, that's right, 2 day premieres. Not sure which day I might do it, but this week it will be Saturday because it's WrestleMania and we need that out so I can go straight to the viewing party. So make sure you check it out, like, subscribe to the channel, make sure you comment below, and thank y'all for watching another episode. We'll catch you next time.